Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, I found a special record to get you in the right mood for what you're going to talk about. Here it is.
Oh, Ballarat the beautiful. Oh, Ballarat the fair.
I think that's enough. That was recorded in 1929 by somebody called Robert Nicholson. So you have me to...
I must say I've never heard that song.
And you probably don't want to hear it again. Ballarat the Beautiful.
Good on you for finding it. Yes, I was in Ballarat last week, actually. I was invited down by the council to their Ballarat in Bloom Festival. And I was actually amazed at what's going on down there. There was an article in the Sunday Age, actually, about Bendigo and Ballarat becoming the new suburbs of Melbourne. I don't know if you saw that, but when I drove from the airport to Ballarat, it only took me about an hour and 15. A lot of young people are moving out there because they've put in this new fast train. It's on the V line, and they're actually commuting from Ballarat to Melbourne. And, of course, with that's come this sort of whole new influx of energy and youth. And I must say it sort of feels a little bit like a new gold rush up there.
That's interesting. I believe there's about 100,000 people there, so they, and Bendigo
yeah,
too.
100,000 in Ballarat, yes, and I think more and more are moving out there. It's a beautiful city. Have you been there? It's the lovely wide boulevards lined with elegant Victorian buildings. Obviously, they were all built during the gold rush era.
My sister went to the School of Mines there.
Oh, okay.
She
so you
became
a
painter, and she won a big prize in Victoria, I forget, for painting a horse or something.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Gosh. Magnificent botanic gardens. I was very impressed by those. And there's also a fantastic exhibition on at the Art Gallery at the moment of Australian native wildflowers called Capturing Flora. But the reason I was there was because the council is very actively promoting it as a new food and wine destination.
Oh.
And I met a young chef called Damien Jones, who's currently working at the Lydiard Wine Bar. That's in Lydiard Street, one of the main streets there. And he's worked in London with David Thompson, the Thai chef. He worked at NAM, and he was the head chef there when they won the One Michelin Star. And he will be opening his very own Thai restaurant in Ballarat next year, so that's very exciting for them. And at the moment at Lydiard Wine Bar, he's doing a mix of Thai dishes and French dishes. His food is exquisite, let me tell you. I've written about it on my webpage. I had a delicious salad whilst I was there of lime-cured swordfish with lemongrass, chilli and mint. Very summery. Lovely for this time of the year. Anyway, very exciting that he and his team, I think, are opening next year in probably in the main street, I'd say. There's a very long street called Sturt Street, and already on that street are lots of interesting little cafes. You know, in Melbourne, you've got all those little laneways and cafes.
Yes.
Well, there was a little bit of that sort of atmosphere happening in Ballarat. There's some really quirky little cafes, and I went to a fantastic one called L'Espresso, which is in Sturt Street, the main street. The fellow there, you might be interested to know, Greg Wood, originally opened it over 30 years ago as an import record store, and changing with the times, it's sort of evolved, and it's now this very warm, inviting Italian espresso coffee shop. Great coffee, fantastic breakfast, and he's now got lots of CDs, and he's even got a blackboard up with the new CDs that have just arrived, so you can go there and listen to those in the evening and have a glass of wine. So very sophisticated, you know, terrific.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Now, I was just thinking, Bendigo has been having a lot of publicity too lately.
Yep.
So they're close to, they're both
close
about 100.
Close to each other, and of course they're both gold mine towns.
And I'm wondering if the same will happen here to Bowral. You've got to start with the initial B, Ballarat, Bendigo, and Bowral.
And what about Blue Mountains?
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I think Steve Brack started this move, you know, to the regions, and, well, you know, it's really taking off, and as I said, I think it's the beginning of a new gold rush out there. Mm.
Do you have a recipe for us?
I do. I have one of Damien Jones' recipes. It's for an absolutely delightful summery prawn salad with lemongrass and chilli and soy sauce, and you marinate it for a little while beforehand. You cure the prawns, and then you toss them with lots of lovely Thai herbs, lemongrass, and a bit of mint, coriander, chilli, and Bob's your uncle.
No, I'm not. I'm your father. Now, are they on your website?
Yes, that recipe is on my website. And also just want to remind you that I've got the edible Christmas cooking classes coming up in December, late December for the kids.
Details again on your
on
website.
My website, SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.